of your RZP-544 for identification. I don't even know how to respond to that. Holy Massachusetts. Welcome to the Great White North. Hey, there's nothing wrong with being comfortable. I spent my entire military career living out of a hole. Everywhere I went, boy, let me tell you, the Air Force was better fed, better housed, and better taken care of. My old man had an analogy. He was Navy for 27 years. He said, "Nope, I'm retired. I don't camp." He still hunted, but his idea of camping was a hotel room and a chocolate mint on his pillow in the morning, Roger.
Well, I hear that. Yeah. No, I love camping, man. And I love camping in a tent, too. I guess I wouldn't mind having a camper, but it's like you almost got to pick. Do you want a camper and you want to be luxurious, or do you want a tent camp and have your side-by-side on a trailer behind it or your snowmobiles? Well, I don't know if I'd camp in the winter, but I've been known to do that when I was younger. But, yeah, no, I still enjoy being out. And honestly, with my balance issue, you know, the tree stand hunting kind of seemed like it was not a good idea. And then they started, everybody started getting into the saddle hunting craze. I don't know if you've seen those saddles where you can climb with ropes and stuff. And I actually got the whole setup. I need to break down and play around with it. Because literally you can either climb with a one stick, they call it, which you'd have to look it up on YouTube. But you're in the harness the whole time and you're connected to the tree the whole time. So I wouldn't be leery of falling out because I'm not climbing without a harness. Like with a climbing stand, you could climb with your harness on, but you had to move it up with you. But like if you had a ladder stand or nothing or something like that, most people never even bothered putting their harness on until they got up to the top. And you know, I can't do that no more. So yeah, that saddle hunt, I still want to try to get up in a tree with that saddle hunt. That seems like fun. Next summer I'm gonna have to really play around with that and see if it's as safe for me as I think it is.